Let's go first, I suppose, to the first big event on the foreign policy calendar, January 20th. Donald Trump is going to be installed for the second time of President of the United States. He has been, I suppose, told he won't be facing any punishment by a New York judge who upheld a felony conviction last night, but that's not going to provide a bump in the road for him occupying the main seat. So around the table, Regina Doherty, to you first. What do you think should be top of the agenda? What should Ireland be looking out for? And how should it be operating in Europe in order to, I suppose, address any concerns it might have?
So there's expectations that the new president is going to behave in a particular way. But regardless of what he does, Europe has a problem with competitiveness. We have a number of reports that have been issued over the last couple of months, the Draghi report, the Letta report, all telling us what's wrong and all telling us what we need to do. And that needs to be done regardless of whether Donald Trump, president, does nothing or does absolutely his worst, you know, promise that he has made with regard to tariffs.
So get your own house in order first.
So we really need to, like, if we don't sort out the reasons that we're uncompetitive in Europe at the moment, we're going to become a bigger, you know, issue than what we have at the moment, even if Donald Trump does nothing. So I think what we need to do is to recognise the issues that we have first and fix those issues and talk about the funding that we have into research, talk about the lack of availability of funding from a banking union because we don't have, like, all of the things that people can't scale up their businesses, people don't start businesses in Europe, people don't take advantage of targets that have been set in Europe, and we suddenly become protectionist because we're giving out about the Chinese or the Koreans taking advantage of targets that we set with regard to climate. Like, we've a whole load of things wrong already that we have the gift and the ability to fix that we must fix. And then obviously we have to react. Now, I'm not sure Donald Trump will be as fierce a beast as people think he is. And for lots of reasons. I think David McWilliams had a very insightful article in the paper this morning with regard to what will actually curb his behaviour, and that's American debt. So, but I think if we don't get our own house in order, we'll have nobody to blame in 5 years or 10 years for an even worse competitive environment or a worse, you know, fielding economy than we have in the European Union at the moment. Okay. And that obviously impacts Ireland. Now, Ireland is slightly better insofar as some of the other European countries are fielding different circumstances than we are. But we'll have nobody to blame but ourselves if we don't act now.
OK, Lynn Boylan.
Well, I think first and foremost, with Donald Trump in the White House, you have to be very concerned for the Palestinians, because regardless of anything else, we know that he's very pro-Israel, but also he's appointed, or he's going to appoint, is in his cabinet, very, very pro-Israel hawks, including one who said Israel needs to get the job done, that Palestine doesn't exist. So first and foremost, I think there has to be a priority there for the EU to show leadership in the absence of White House leadership. I think you'd also be concerned from a climate perspective. He pulled out of the Paris Agreement the last time he was in the White House. I don't think it's going to be very positive for us reaching our targets and for, you know, addressing climate action with Donald Trump in the White House. And then you'd also have to have concerns around minorities in America, because he certainly is not good for the LGBT community or the ethnic minorities. So they, I think, are the challenges we face with Donald Trump in the White House. But first and foremost, the EU must show leadership when it comes to Palestine now, because the fate is only going to get even worse if we don't show that leadership under Donald Trump.
OK, although it has to be said, in the recent election result, he deepened his support amongst Latino groups and indeed amongst African-Americans as well. Billy Kelleher.
Well, look, from an Irish perspective, I think we have to engage with the new presidency. There's no point in us pretending. He's going to be the president of America. He has control of the House of Representatives, the Senate as well. So it's going to be a presidency that can pretty much do what it wants in terms of whether it will live up to its commitments from an electoral point of view. We're not quite sure, but certainly we must engage. I mean, there's going to be significant challenges from an Irish perspective. Regina referenced European competitiveness, but from an Irish strategic perspective, you know, we do have a lot of American investment, a lot of American multinationals. So I think Ireland should certainly engage in a very meaningful way to ensure that Ireland's voice is well represented over there and as well heard over there as well. That would be the first thing. I think more broadly, that from a European perspective, again, we have to convince. The tragedy is that Donald Trump wants to see a weak Europe. And when you see the people he's surrounding himself with, wants to see a weak Europe. And that certainly doesn't serve Ireland's interests well either. So I think we do have to engage both at a bilateral level, Ireland and the United States. But
that's clearly, more more important, isn't it? Because if he wants to deal with his favoured leaders in Europe, particularly Viktor Orban, you may see an attempt to deal with Europe on a piecemeal basis. While that doesn't fit in the trade portfolio, Ireland will possibly have to strengthen its bilateral game.
Yes, and that's the concern, that he may just decide to pick off individual leaders. I mean, like, certainly when you see who he's surrounding himself with in terms of personalities, a lot of them are very much on the right, well on the right of centre, and are very much supportive of the nationalistic fervour that's beginning to develop across Europe as well. And that is an issue of concern. So from an Irish perspective, strategically, we got to engage, we got to represent our views, but I think also Ireland in Europe must try and ensure that Europe remains cohesive and that we have one voice in terms of dealing with the United States, both diplomatically but also in terms of trade and commerce.
Okay, and Michael McNamara, what's your view? I suppose you're uniquely positioned coming obviously from Ireland, South, but County Clare as well, where Donald Trump enjoys a certain measure of support due to the presence of a Trump Hotels property.
Yeah, due to the fact that he's probably invested more and creates more employment, or at least he didn't create the employment, took over a hotel that was closed and reopened it again. Arguably created more jobs in the immediate hinterland of Dunbeg than the government of Ireland has done for 40 years. So, I mean, it's understandable that people would be supportive of him in that area when their kids are working there instead of having to travel long distances and, you know, it gets colder or even have to immigrate. So I think it is understandable that there would be some support for him there. I suppose the Irish political system is a bit of a problem in that it seemed to go all in on Kamala Harris, who was a dead duck politically. And, we had a former Taoiseach over there very vociferously supporting Harris. Likewise, the British Labour Party, I suppose, faces the same problem. I mean, this level of intervention, we constantly criticise the Russians for intervention in European politics and old elections as a result of alleged interference. Rather dubiously,
you wouldn't draw a distinction between people fronting up and overtly expressing a personal preference and people perhaps acting behind the scenes in different ways, not as overt.
But I mean, you'd expect people who are overtly acting in a particular way to be also acting behind the scenes. I think that there are differences, but equally there are similarities, and there's a large degree of hypocrisy in the European response. I mean, Billy.
I've been mixed up with many people, but never Timmy.
Well, first time for everything.
Let's not say what Timmy, anyway, go on.
Billy criticised Trump's willingness to weaken Europe, but I mean, I'm constantly surprised by how much the European Parliament, how belligerent it is towards many parts of the world. I mean, there's an idea at large in the European Parliament that we need to punish China. I just find that, you know, as we fall further and further behind the Chinese economy in terms of technological advance, in terms of competitiveness, that we're going to punish China is a little bit laughable. So I just think that there's a reawakening in store, unfortunately, for Europe. I think Ireland could bear the brunt of that if there is a tariffs introduced. I hope there aren't. It's going to take a major diplomatic effort, given the fact that I think the Irish political system was so overtly in favour of Harris. It is going to be a difficult... There's a lot of work to be done to rebuild bridges. But, you know, we have a very good diplomatic corps that historically have done a lot of work, and I'm sure they're up to the job if properly resourced.
Okay, let's have a look at the occupied territory.